KNDYWeatherology.com to learn more. Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunny skies today with highs around 56. Winds out of the northwest, 15 to 20 miles per hour. 29 tonight, mainly clear. Highs level off around 53. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 45.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Senate leaders testing the waters to see if they can bring up the Ocean Shipping Reform Act and pass the bill relatively quickly. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York has hotlined the bill to gauge what concerns, if any, senators have about the bill. The goal would be to get a time agreement for consideration of the bill, if not clearance to pass it by unanimous consent. Once the bill passes the Senate, the House would likely follow suit and clear it for President Biden's signature, Senator John Thune, the minority whip, said. The bill, which Thune is co-sponsoring with Minnesota Democrat Amy Klobuchar, aimed at reducing port bottlenecks and bringing down shipping rates. Passing the bill would likely prod carriers into changing how they operate even before the Federal Maritime Commission writes new regulations that the bill would require. Thune says the very fact that there's a solution coming means that carriers will start playing ball. The Supreme Court is scheduled to discuss once again a petition challenging California's animal housing law. The conference today will be the eighth time since December that the court has been scheduled to consider the National Pork Producer Council American Farm Bureau petition. It seeks review of a ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals decision that upheld the law. The court could announce a decision Monday, but there's obviously no guarantee that that will happen. And the lead congressional sponsor of a White House conference on hunger said it needs to produce a comprehensive plan with benchmarks for ending hunger. Representative Jim McGovern said, "We have a lot of programs out there to manage hunger, but we don't have a plan to end it." McGovern, who won funding for the conference in fiscal year 2022, suggesting the conference could evolve into a meeting later this year and a follow-up process later. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Lewin Berger. He has 30 head of Angus and Sim-Angus yearling and two-year-olds for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Lewin Berger at Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Shawnee County law enforcement authorities are investigating a series of burglaries and have made an arrest. Just before 8 p.m. on Monday, officers were dispatched to the 900 block of South Kansas Avenue in Topeka after multiple burglaries were discovered at the Cyrus Hotel. That's according to Police Lieutenant Donna Eubanks. Through investigation, a suspect was developed and transported to the law enforcement center to be interviewed. As a result of the investigation, Justin Byron Edgar Sims, 21 of age, was booked into the Shawnee County Department of Corrections. The city of Wichita announced on Thursday that it is repairing two leaks near the water treatment plant. The city said there are two leaks in a 42-inch water main pipe located between the Hess Pump Station at 1601 Museum Boulevard and the current water treatment facility. Officials said they became aware of the leak around 1 p.m. on March 23rd. They've been working around the clock to monitor the leak and water pressure. I'm Trey Stahl, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a new or used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Viola. Yeah, we make it easy.
A Pawnee County judge sentenced a Kansas man to life in prison Thursday for an incident involving a 13-year-old in February of 2019. Roy Jean Hill, 59, of Osage, was sentenced to life in prison with a requirement he serve a minimum of 40 years prior to becoming eligible for parole. That's according to Pawnee County attorney Doug McNett. In January, a Pawnee County jury found Hill guilty of aggravated... sports equipment stolen from Wichita Independence Special Olympics. Police said several units at a storage facility in the 3500 block of West Kellogg were broken into by two suspects between March 12th and 14th. Surveillance video showed a U-Haul pulling into the neighborhood just east of the storage unit. Additional information revealed the truck was rented to a male identified as 40-year-old William Farley of Wichita. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you. Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A federal jury has convicted U.S. Representative Jeff Fortenberry of Nebraska on charges that he lied to federal authorities about an illegal $30,000 contribution to his campaign from a foreign billionaire at a 2016 Los Angeles fundraiser. The jury in California deliberated about 2 hours before finding the 9-term Republican guilty of 1 count of falsifying and concealing material facts and 2 counts of making false statements. Fortenberry was charged after sitting for 2 interviews with FBI agents who were investigating the donor, Gilbert Shiguri, a Nigerian billionaire of Lebanese descent. A Papillion man who saw hundreds of animals removed from his home last year has been arrested on animal cruelty charges. A Sarpy County official said in a news release Thursday that 56-year-old Edward Lubin was booked into the Sarpy County Jail on Wednesday on 7 felony counts and 5 misdemeanor counts of cruel neglect of animals. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 7th through the 9th at the OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Event Center. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
Welcome back to Flip That Switch. It's our final round. Jessica, are you ready?
Born ready.
What has happened in every single state that has received over 5% of its electricity from renewable sources? Large increases or decreases in electric rates?
The sun is free, so is the wind, so electricity bills must go down.
Let's check the answer.
Oh no!
Electric rates have increased dramatically, was the answer we were looking for.
Please visit playflipthatswitch.com to get the real facts about how Kansas oil and gas are powering a brighter future for Kansans.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Topics covered last Saturday at the legislative forum in Marysville were mention of the value of the Both Amendment, which will be on the August ballot. Compromise options for reducing the food sales tax remain under consideration with bipartisan consensus for some rate reduction. State Senator Elaine Bowers.
There will be a reduction in sales tax on food, but not taken it to zero. For every penny you reduce, $75 million. And I'm a big fan of having a savings account and a rainy day fund, and I'm sure Lisa is too. So taking it down to 3.5 is a proposal that's out there from the House side, which I think a lot of us legislators can agree with. Leaving the local option so you can decide city and county if you still like to have a tax, but bringing the 6.5% that we all pay down to 6.3, where it used to be several years ago, too.
A rural housing initiative announced by the governor recently was expanded with housing in short supply statewide. State Representative Lisa Mosher.
Rural housing is something that I've been working on this session. Currently, it's $2 million a year has been allotted for rural housing improvements across the whole state. $2 million doesn't do much. In the governor's budget, she proposed $20 million this year. And so a group of businesses, banks, farmers, and other entities have been meeting regularly, and we put forward an ask for $50 million. And just this last week, the governor agreed that, yeah, maybe we should throw $50 million. So we're looking at a potential of going from $2 million to $72 million for rural housing. And if some of it goes through this one organization called Kansas Housing Resources Corporation, that money, the money that goes through that, can be multiplied by six. They have enough revenues that, or enough connections that they can make that money really explode. And so lots of things can be done in the rural housing area, which we need rural housing bad to get people to come back to the country. They want to come back and live here, but there's no place to live.
Election reform efforts remain a focus with legislation passed that would allow removing names of inactive registered voters. Several citizens expressed concern with modifications regarding mail-in ballots as election officials are challenged by mail delays. A measure did pass reducing the number of drop boxes in counties with less than 30,000 residents to one site. Marshall County currently has three. Surplus revenues are allowing options including keepers pay down, consideration of ideas such as the food sales tax reduction, and a school supply tax holiday. Other lesser bills were mentioned, with a note that 288 legislative bills have been introduced this session. The legislative forum is available now on our website at KNDYRadio.com. An injury accident in Marshall County March 2nd was reported on K233 west of Oquito near 10th Road. A Redmond, Nebraska man, Eric Thompson, lost control. He was ejected as the vehicle rolled multiple times. The driver was transported to CMH in Marysville and later transferred to another hospital with injuries sustained. RSVP of Northeast Kansas will host a Veterans Cafe. All veterans in and around Marshall County are welcome Tuesday, March 29th. Vietnam War Commemoration Day is Tuesday. A special presentation will be made to Vietnam vets during the event beginning at 9 a.m. at the Marysville American Legion. Again, any and all veterans interested are invited to attend. For additional information, contact the RSVP office in Marysville at 562-2154. Veterans Cafe, Tuesday, 9 a.m. at the Marysville American Legion.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A red flag warning will be in effect for much of central Nebraska and north central Kansas from early this afternoon until late this evening. Skies continuing to clear up throughout the region today, and temperatures will continue to rise. Today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 40s and mid-50s throughout Iowa, the mid to upper 50s throughout Nebraska, the upper 50s and mid-60s throughout Kansas, and the mid-50s and lower 60s throughout Missouri. Winds will be extremely gusty throughout Iowa and Nebraska, with northwest winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 40, and some areas reaching up to 50 miles per hour. Staying a bit cooler overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper 20s throughout Iowa, the lower 20s and lower 30s throughout Nebraska, and the lower to upper 30s throughout Kansas and Missouri. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late March, 60, record high on this date, 95. The average low, 35, and the record low, 10 degrees. Sunrise this morning, 7:23. Sunset this evening at 7:44.
Have tulips bloomed yet in your part of the country? Well, we keep a keen eye out. Some interesting tulip facts today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, March 25th. It is the 84th day of the year. Elton John celebrates his 75th birthday, and RCA began mass production of the first color TV sets on this day in 1954. Here are some fun facts about springtime's earliest perennials. Tulips. We associate them with Holland, which exports most of the modern world's tulip supply, but tulips were first cultivated by the Turks of the Ottoman Empire. The word tulip, in fact, is often traced back to a Persian word for turban. In the language of flowers, red tulips signify a declaration of love, while others indicate imagination or dreaminess. And if you're ever without an onion, a tulip bulb is said to make a good substitute when cooking. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about the meaning of flowers at almanac.com.
The future of ag is Landall. Landall Company in Marysville is hiring immediately for full-time assemblers, material handlers, painters, fabrication, maintenance, and welders. Offering overtime hours due to an influx in orders, with an additional 4% weekly bonus available to production employees who work their weekly required hours. Landall Company offers a stable working environment with competitive wages and full benefits, including a $2 per hour shift premium for second and third shift, health insurance, including medical and prescription coverage, dental insurance, vision insurance, 401k savings program, paid time off, paid holidays, and profit sharing. Learn more at Landall.com or apply online. Or contact the Human Resource Department at 785-562-5381. The future of ag is Landall. Immediate full-time openings available at Landall Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The number one seed Kansas Jayhawks will take on number four Providence tonight at the United Center in the NCAA Championship Sweet 16 in Chicago. The Jayhawks are 8-2 in Sweet 16 games under head coach Bill Self and have won their last three Sweet 16 matchups. But Self knows his team can't overlook what the Friars bring to the court. The Big East champs are 27-5 after only winning 13 games last year. Tonight's game will tip off around 6:29 on TBS. The Kansas City Sports Commission announced the dates for the 2023 NFL Draft in Kansas City. The event presented by Bud Light will take place April 27th through the 29th of next year. Kathy Nelson, president and CEO of the Kansas City Sports Commission and Visit KC, said, quote, "This will be one of the biggest and most anticipated professional sporting events our city has hosted," unquote. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
It's truck month at Rusty Eck Ford. F-150s, Super Duties, Rangers, and more. Drive home the truck you want or need today. Or order your truck from Rusty Eck Ford under MSRP while locking in your incentives, saving you thousands. Only Rusty Eck Ford will get you the new Ford truck you're looking for under MSRP when you order today. Yes, you heard it right. We will order your new Ford truck under MSRP, saving you thousands. Or drive home today with zero down and financing as low as 0%. Only at Rusty Eck Ford. Pricing under MSRP. $0 down, 0% APR, and finance options for everyone. It's Ford Truck Month only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers valid with group orders paid by 4-4-2023 for the group benefits taxes. These not all qualify. Limited term financing. Board with credit. 0% APR for 3 years. Limited 2778 per month with 1,000 finance. Offer with these dealer offers can't be denied.
A day after trading Tyreek Hill to Miami, the Kansas City Chiefs have agreed to terms with another speedy receiver. ESPN's Adam Schefter reports that former Packers wide receiver Marquez Valdez-Scantling is signing a three-year, $30 million deal with the Chiefs. The contract reaches $36 million with incentives. Valdez-Scantling played four seasons with Green Bay, accumulating 2,153 yards and 13 touchdowns in that span. The regional rounds of the women's NCAA basketball tournament begin Saturday at Intrust Bank Arena in Wichita when Louisville meets Tennessee at 3 p.m., followed by Michigan against upstart South Dakota. The winners will then meet Monday at 8 p.m. with a trip to the Final Four on the line. At NASCAR Park in downtown Wichita, beginning at noon on Saturday, fans can enjoy food trucks, games, and a DJ. Tickets are $45 for all three games and $25 for a single game. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
The road to a title continues.
Your Kansas Jayhawks move on to the Sweet 16.
68 teams, one dream, a chance to be called national champions. Join us this Friday. It's the top-seeded Kansas Jayhawks versus the Providence Friars in the Sweet 16. On your home for Kansas Jayhawk basketball.
The Kansas Jayhawks take on Providence this Friday with pregame starting at 5:30 right here on KNDY.
Catch Kansas Jayhawk basketball tonight on KNDY 95.5. Jayhawk basketball live on KNDY 95.5.
Alfea takes this time to thank the women who serve in the United States military with courage and bravery. Your strength is inspiring, your dedication unwavering, and sacrifice unending. Thank you for protecting our freedom and country. From Alfea in Pawnee City, the number one leader in pet food manufacturing.
Creating a bee-friendly environment is the best way to protect and support native bees, including bumblebees, whose populations are declining. Many gardeners are lending a helping hand by creating natural nesting spaces or installing bumblebee nesting boxes. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Bumblebees nest in abandoned animal burrows, grass tussocks, under rocks, or in the hollows of trees. Consider lending a hand when these natural nesting sites are unavailable. Dig a 1/4 to 1/8 cubic foot hole, line it with grass, moss, or wool, and cover with a flat rock or paver. Or build a wooden nest box of the same size to use where digging in the ground is not possible. Pennsylvania State University publication Man-Made Bee Nest provides plans and tips for keeping bees safe when building bee nest boxes. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Good Shepherd Lutheran School Marysville is growing again with Janet's Jungle. Top quality plants may be ordered now for April pickup with annuals, perennials, baskets, and planters available. Find your favorite flowers and vegetable varieties with convenient online ordering at janetsjungle.com. Search Marysville Good Shepherd or contact any student or the school at 562-3181 for a catalog. Order deadline is fast approaching March 30th. With pickup scheduled April 14th. Again, go online at janetsjungle.com. Search Marysville Good Shepherd.
Drive into Granite Falls, Minnesota, and you'll soon see this small town looks a little different than many. You can tell by looking at the streets, the benches, and even some of the walls in town. It's a grassroots effort that has made a big difference here, and it's our story for this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more. Nature doesn't care when you plant your crop this year, but Verdesian Life Sciences does. That's why they formulated Seed Plus Graphite. It's what you expect from talc and graphite, but there's a full nutrient and biostimulant package that helps plants get a strong start and push through stressors like cold snaps or too much or too little moisture. You can apply it like any other seed lubricant. That's why we're using it in our planter boxes this year. Need more info? Just head to VLSCI.com to connect with a local representative.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Granite Falls, Minnesota is a town of under 3,000 people, but the spirit of this place is anything but small. One of the ways you can see it is what is painted on the streets.
Last spring, we did an initiative called Creative Crosswalks, which was the first time this town has ever done anything like that. It started as one crosswalk and became 20.
The town created artful crosswalks and transformed the park benches using a vinyl wrap of art to beautify the town. Danny Prados is part of the local arts council in town. In fact, she came here as an artist in residence.
What was unique about the City Artist in Residence program that brought me to Granite Falls, it was the first of its kind to use art as a tool of civic engagement in a community of under 50,000 people.
This local arts council purchased and renovated a storefront along the Minnesota River and transformed it into a gallery for established and emerging artists and hosts numerous art programs each year.
We're also staging our first ever international exhibition this year. We already have artists who have booked flights from Poland and Eastern Europe who are coming out in September. We had our first regional art and community festival last year called Squid Fest. This year, it's even bigger.
Danny says towns of all sizes should look into using the arts as a way to inspire and beautify their small town.
Don't be afraid to ask for help, but don't be afraid to start either. The ripples that come out of what you do, you can't ever anticipate what that will inspire.
Take a trip to this small town along the Minnesota River to get inspiration for the place you live as well. Traveling the countryside in Granite Falls, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has the right price on a 2019 Chevy Traverse LT with a leather package, 31,000 miles. A 2015 Chevy Equinox LT, it's a one-owner trade-in. A 2012 Buick Enclave all-wheel drive. And in the pickup line, a 2017 GMC Sierra work truck, 1500 model, one owner. It's a new truck trade at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Have disposable coveralls and foot covers on the farm. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. They may not be fashionable, but they reduce the risk of spreading disease as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
From one farm to another, it's important for livestock producers and farm visitors to think about the health and safety of farm animals. Bacteria and viruses that cause infectious diseases in livestock can hitch a ride on your boots, car tires, and your hands. Biosecurity that includes wearing disposable clothing helps reduce the spread of disease from one farm to another. Covering up can also protect you from pathogens that could make humans sick. Kevin Heitland is a sales manager with AgriPro Enterprises of Iowa. He says the two most important items are coveralls and foot protection. Put on a fresh layer every time you walk into an animal facility.
Just to avoid any type of chance of any kind of disease transfer from one building to the next, it's even important to wear some foot protection between one building to the next and then dispose of it before you go all the way in, you know, your entry points, or even getting into your vehicle, you know, walking to your vehicle and driving to the next farm.
Always have your protective garments on hand and easily accessible.
Also consider outfitting the people who visit your farm on a regular basis.
You should, you know, even have foot protection in your vehicle when you're traveling from site to site, so that way you can put them on. Feed truck drivers, they should have them so they can put a new pair on when they come onto your farm with a load of feed. And there should be a place for them to dispose of them there on the farm so they don't have to take them back in the truck and transfer it that way as well.
Once disposable cover-ups are worn, they can be incinerated or tossed in the trash. Learn more on how to dress for biosecurity at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
You may have to change your crop management style in order to get the best from your seed hybrids. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. Hey, farmers! Are you looking for precision ag technology to level up your equipment that you already know and love? Look to Ag Leader for a full farm solution that can be used from cab to cab and season to season. There's only one way to do it all on your farm. Ag Leader it. Steer it and gain pass-to-pass accuracy. Plant it with unrivaled planter and seed control. Apply it and ensure precise coverage across the field. Harvest it and capture real-time harvest data while making unloading on the go simple. Manage it and have 24/7 access to your data anytime, anywhere. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader it. Visit agleader.com for more information and use the dealer locator tool to find the Ag Leader dealer in your community. Hybrid seeds have some pretty amazing potential, but you may not see that potential unless you properly manage that crop. Golden Harvest Seeds' new Agronomy in Action research review included results from a survey of Midwestern corn and soybean farmers. One item, while most farmers felt it was important to manage based on hybrid specifics, fewer than half of them actually did so. Bruce Battles is a Syngenta Seeds Technical Agronomy Manager.
I think everybody agrees you should implement a plan at a hybrid level or variety-specific level, but how do you have that information and implement that plan, you know, without being a researcher yourself on your own acres? And by the time you get confidence in what that best management practice is at a hybrid-specific level, that hybrid almost becomes obsolete, right?
That, says Battles, is why the Agronomy in Action document is important.
What we're trying to do is build out information at a product-specific level so that our customers don't have to be researchers, right? They may fine-tune or perfect it, but at least they've got a starting point based on the replicated data that really gives them confidence that this is probably the best way to manage that hybrid.
You can download the research review at goldenharvestseeds.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Is your concrete looking a little rough? Let Inline Construction pour a new patio, sidewalk, or driveway to complement your home or business. We offer stamped and stained concrete for a unique and custom look. Inline can also replace or add a concrete approach for your commercial building or farm shed. Call Inline today at 562-5525 for all your concrete needs.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263 or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
Ag News from the Mid-America Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it doesn't really matter whether farmers have lived through the drought conditions or wet soils in 2021, as farmers need to take inventory of their nitrogen for the upcoming season. As both too little and too much water can impact soil chemistry and affect many nutrients' abilities to available crops. Ryan Hagerman is the product manager of CHS Agronomy, and he says that nitrogen plays a critical role in that plant health.
For example, nitrogen is a significant component of the amino acids and the proteins and enzymes that help roots absorb nutrients and water. It also makes up a large part of the chlorophyll found in plants, which is used to make sugars that feed the plant. Nitrogen impacts the plant growth regulation as well as the development of proteins present in a crop's grains, fruits, and seeds. Too little nitrogen and crops may not thrive, and too much nitrogen can harm the plants and the environment. Because certain conditions are necessary to facilitate a root's ability to uptake nutrients that are present in the soil, crops can experience nutrient deficiencies when growing conditions are poor. Very acidic or alkaline conditions, extreme temperatures, drought, and heavy rains can all influence the nutrient availability in the soil and its subsequent absorption by the crops.
He goes on to talk about the effects of extreme environmental conditions that they also have on nitrogen residual.
After a year of drought conditions, the soil will tend to retain more nitrogen due to less nitrogen uptake by the crop and reduced amount of nitrogen loss through leaching or denitrification. Some of this residual nitrogen will be available for the next crop. It is still at risk of being lost as the soil moisture changes. Wet soil conditions and nitrogen loss often do go hand in hand, but when wet soil conditions are paired with cooler temperatures, that loss is reduced by slow nitrification and denitrification rates. However, that doesn't always mean that residual nitrogen is safe. Soils with high drainage rates are most susceptible to leaching, which is a main form of N loss.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier.
It's truck month at Rusty Egg Ford. F-150s, Super Duties, Rangers, and more. Drive home the truck you want or need today. Or order your truck from Rusty Egg Ford under MSRP while locking in your incentives, saving you thousands. Only Rusty Egg Ford will get you the new Ford truck you're looking for under MSRP when you order today. Yes, you heard it right. We will order your new Ford truck under MSRP, saving you thousands. Or drive home today with zero down and financing as low as 0%. Only at Rusty Egg Ford. Pricing under MSRP. $0 down, 0% APR, and finance options for everyone. It's Ford Truck Month only at Rusty Egg Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com. Offers valid on the group orders made by 4-4-2022. Group credit is taxed with fees. Not all qualified. In return, financing is supported with credit. Here at the single GR, for the fees of loans is 2778 per month for thousand finance. Offer will be PC dealer offers.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
This is an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Ag Secretary Vilsack says it's far too early to tell how much the impact the war in Ukraine will ultimately have on consumers and global food supplies. Vilsack said that 80% of what farmers harvested in Ukraine last year has already been shipped. The upcoming planting season is crucial. He said we don't know whether there's sufficient fuel needs to meet so farmers can put crops in the ground. And we don't know what their machinery situation is and don't know whether they are physically able to farm, he said. It's a wait-and-see situation. Ukraine used a special session of the World Trade Organization's Ag Committee to charge that Russia is targeting Ukraine's ability to feed both its own people as well as those in countries that rely on its ag exports. A Geneva trade official said Ukraine accused Russia of continual bombardment of critical infrastructure, major ports, grain storage facilities, and ag land and equipment. Information gathered by Ukraine showed that Russia stole and blockaded cargo ships with grain from Ukraine ports and prevented humanitarian aid passing through and delivering food aid to people close to starvation, the official said. The Biden administration announcing the release of $2.9 billion in transportation funding authorized by the bipartisan infrastructure law. The funding includes $300 million in funding through the Rural Surface Transportation Grant Program. The law provides $2 billion through that program over the next 5 years. The grants can fund highway, bridge, and tunnel projects. With a major infusion of new funding, we have the capacity to greenlight more transformational projects to create good-paying jobs, grow the economy, make the transportation system safer, more resilient, according to Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. That is an Ag Business Update. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
There's no such thing as the perfect site for expanding a livestock operation, but good planning will keep the neighbors happy on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
This is Stormy Fields with your weather forecast. Today calls for a high of 68 degrees with sunny skies and not a cloud in sight.
Planting windows can close fast, so when you need both speed and accuracy, choose John Deere. Our ExactEmerge planters and precision ag technologies give you precise seed placement for uniform emergence and the efficiency you need to gain ground. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
The demand for meat increases. You may be considering an expansion in your livestock operation that includes construction of a new building. New animal feeding operations can get the attention of many different parties. Amy Millmeyer Schmidt is a livestock bioenvironmental engineer at the University of Nebraska. She says finding the right spot on your land is important, but there are key emotional questions that must be answered before any dirt is turned over.
What are your plans for protecting your neighbors? What are your plans for protecting water quality? How will you stay involved in the community, give back to the community? What's your reason for wanting to expand? And a lot of times we see that being so that they can bring another generation back to the farm. It's not typically someone from outside of that community that's coming in and putting up a production system.
The site you choose is limited by the land you have access to, but she says to identify all potential risks and go through as many scenarios as you can. One of the first assessments is to see where neighboring property owners are in relation to your site.
Figure out where's a good place to locate this so that I'm impacting neighbors as little as possible with odors. The other thing we like to tell people is kind of out of sight, out of mind. You know, if you can find a location where you're not as visible from the road, if you have a natural tree line that you can kind of be behind so that it shields the view of your property.
The University of Nebraska has a detailed website called Ag Site Planner, where you can find the resources to help you plan and answer these types of questions. I'm Jody Henke. You'll find the link for Ag Site Planner at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Andy Hoosier going through a Friday today. Market's wrapping up in just a little bit. We've gone from mostly mixed to mostly higher in the grain markets as wheat started off a little rocky today. They're now in the positive. We see soybeans moving further up. Corn is pretty steady as well as we go through the day right now. May corn is currently up 5.5 cents, sitting at 7.53¾. Not a lot of movement over the last hour or so there. Wheat market, they've slowly moved upward. Is May Casey wheat sitting 18¼ higher at 11.13¼. Chicago wheat also up by 19¾ at 11.05½. Over in the bean market, May soybeans up 11¾ right now, sitting at 17.12½, with the July up by 8¾ at 16.91. Over on the meal side, soybean meal for May up $3 right now, sitting at 488.90. And the soybean oil for May is positive by 28 cents, sitting at 74.57. Cotton market, they're seeing some nice gains today, with May cotton up by $5 even right now at 135.90. canola down just slightly at 1120, lower to 1137.40. And the oats market seeing some decent gains with May oats up by 28 cents at 731.25. Livestock market kind of mixed right now on the board as live cattle's up, feeder cattle's down. April live cattle in the green by 62 cents, sitting at 140.30. The feeder cattle for April down by $1.45 in the red, currently at 161.27. Lean hogs are mostly higher, seeing some decent gains here with April lean hogs up $3.42 at 106.20, so not too bad there. Over in the U.S. dollar index, we had some green numbers on the board yesterday, a little bit higher right now. June index up by 2 pennies at 98.82. We have the 30-year bonds currently down in the red by 2 points at 147.80, and 10-year notes for June sitting down a point at 121.21. Stock market, they're slow moving, a little bit lower right now with the Dow Jones down 10 points at 34,000 at 697.
Has this crazy car market driven you mad? Midwest Kia is here to help during our Mega March sales event. We're out to sell 100 new Kias, and all at our absolute lowest prices. Yes, Midwest Kia now has the inventory to sell 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. And we're doing it with new car inventory arriving daily, exceptional value, transparent pricing, and, as always, with Kia's market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. This March, let Midwest Kia help you navigate the market madness with a better way to buy. It's all part of selling 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. We now have the inventory to say we can do it. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. And you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
Warranties are limited.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
my sweetheart that I love so.
Depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts even if you're miles away from home with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
Legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.